Today's session is off to an odd start.
Anyone who has come this far, who has made the choice to come to therapy and keep hammering away at the hard things, they can be helped.
And this foul has some serious consequences.
Let's go, baby.
You can never live a peaceful life when your life has become nothing but a lie.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, August 30th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. A beloved member of the Connor household is leaving Lanford. The Connor star Michael Fishman will not return for season 5 of the Roseanne spinoff series. The legacy cast member portrayed DJ Connor, son of Roseanne and Dan, on 10 seasons of the 1988 sitcom and returned for the spinoff in 2018. Though a series regular, Fishman appeared in only about half of the spinoff episodes, taking a more active role behind the camera as a director. Omri Katz and Vanessa Shaw, who previously played Salem teens Max and Allison in Hocus Pocus, will not return to be tormented by the Sanderson sisters in Hocus Pocus 2. Sequel director Ann Fletcher tells EW that they tried to weave the teens back into the story, but that, quote, it was difficult, even in a cameo capacity, which she feels might have been a distraction from the new movie's plot. 90s kids rejoice. Danielle Fishel and Lance Bass are making a movie about their youthful romance. The Boy Meets World star and the NSYNC member famously dated from 1999 to 2000, several years before Bass publicly came out as gay. During Monday's episode of Fishel's Boy Meets World rewatch podcast, Pod Meets World, the actress and her co-hosts, Ryder Strong and Will Friedle, welcomed Bass as a guest, prompting the movie reveal. Lauren Lapkus and Marie Holland are writing the script based on how Fishel and Bass met and fell for each other in the late 90s after NSYNC taped a live special in 1999 for ABC's TGIF programming block, which aired Boy Meets World. Bass, who had a crush on Fishel, had his bandmate Justin Timberlake ask her for her phone number. The long-awaited third Beverly Hills Cop sequel has recruited two more to the force. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Taylor Page have joined Eddie Murphy for Netflix's upcoming movie, which will now be called Beverly Hills Cop Alex Foley, named, of course, after Murphy's beloved protagonist. Details on who Gordon-Levitt and Page will be playing are being kept under wraps for now. Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase are getting back together for a new movie, and it's guaranteed to be nothing but trouble. The two actors will star in Zombie Town, a film based on the novel by Goosebumps author R.L. Stine that's now in production in Ontario, Canada. Chris Rock will not be returning to the Oscars stage in 2023, at least not as a host. While performing in Phoenix on his sold-out stand-up tour, Rock told the audience that the Academy had asked him to sign on as a host for the 2023 ceremony, which he declined, according to the Arizona Republic. The comedian went on to liken such a return to revisiting the scene of a crime following the Will Smith slap incident of 2022. EW has reached out to the Academy for comment. And how about this for a deal? Theaters across the nation will be selling movie tickets for just $3 to celebrate National Cinema Day on Saturday, September 3rd. According to the website for what is sure to be film fans' favorite new holiday, the $3 price point counts for all movies, all showtimes, and all formats in participating theaters, meaning you could watch an IMAX or 3D movie in a theater with the reclining chairs at 8 p.m. on a Saturday, all for just $3. We definitely advise checking with your local theater to make sure they're taking part, but according to the Associated Press, most major chains are participating, including Regal Cinemas, Cinemark, and AMC, with more than 30,000 screens taking part nationwide. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, folks, get ready to guess away. Our number three pick today is the new episode of Password, which features comedian Chelsea Handler. Known for her quick wit, acerbic comedy, and late-night shows, Chelsea is sure to bring the laughs to this new episode. And if it's anything like this season's other hilarious episodes, we're definitely going to be seeing some, we'll call them entertaining clues. Here's a preview.
Come on, ladies, we got this!
Okay.
To 15 wins. They're at 12. You guys are at zero. They take this home. Right, they win this round. Chelsea, it's on you if you want to pass or if you want to play.
The password is psychic.
I'm going to play.
Okay, let's do it. We got this, girl.
That's the type of confidence. I know, but after you say it, that's when you go. After you say it, we're going to play it, so you go.
Just shut up,
I'm
okay?
Sorry.
Just shut up.
Okay, that's two words, by the way.
Okay.
Come on, girl, we got it. I know the perfect word for this, but I'm not playing.
Okay. ESP. Oh,
that's an acronym. It's an acronym. You can't do that.
I'm sorry.
All good.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Tune in to the new episode of Password with Chelsea Handler tonight at 10 on NBC.
Number two.
First, you saw the unbelievable story that was Untold, the girlfriend who didn't exist. Now there are more stories to uncover. Our next pick is the premiere of Untold, Operation Flagrant Foul. It's 2007. Tim Donaghy was an NBA referee. Even though he knew it was illegal, he got in way over his head and began betting on games as a referee. Eventually, he became entangled with New York crime families and the underground world of sports gambling. Eventually, the FBI got involved and he went to prison. Now, for the first time, Tim, his co-conspirators, and the FBI agents are all telling their sides of the story. Here's the trailer.
I loved the game of basketball growing up. It's all I did, all I dreamt of, and all I wanted to be a part of. Man, did I my life up.
Allegations against one basketball ref of betting on games is rocking the NBA.
As an NBA referee, it was written in the contract that you couldn't place a bet of any kind, but I had inside information, and that's all I needed to make these picks correct.
Timmy would tell me who we would bet on, and I would relay it back to my guys.
I said to myself, shouldn't be doing this. But we were winning.
I could win a few million on each game. It's a printing press.
There was a lot of money, and it clicked. He's betting on his own games.
And then all of a sudden, the FBI was here.
Wire fraud, illegal gambling.
Let's go, baby.
You can never live a peaceful life when your life has become nothing but a lie.
Truly wild stuff there. If you remember when it happened, this was a very big deal. Millions of dollars were at stake and livelihoods were on the line. Watch the shocking story unfold on Untold Operation Flagrant Foul, streaming now on Netflix. It's trivia time. Donald Gleason plays Sam, a deranged serial killer in the new FX limited series, The Patient. More on that in just a minute. But first, a question about Donald. He has had plenty of roles in acclaimed films throughout his career, like Ex Machina and About Time, such a good movie. And he comes from a family of actors, including his father, the great Brendan Gleeson. So, in which film did Donal and Brendan Gleeson star together? Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, About Time, or Star Wars The Force Awakens? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Oso.
No one. The
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We're not okay-ish after watching today's number one pick, The Patient, FX's newest limited series starring Steve Carell and Donald Gleason. Now, Carell stars as Dr. Alan Strauss, a therapist who's kidnapped and held captive by his patient, Sam Fortner, played by Gleason, Mr. Ex Machina himself. The thriller is bound to make every therapist reconsider their careers. Again, here's a preview.
Last night you were screaming. We're in the woods out here. Nobody's around. I know how upset you are. Of course, anybody would be. This isn't as bad as it seems. It's bad. I know it's bad, but I just need your help.
Look, I don't know what you think you're doing, but this, unlock this goddamn chain right now. I mean it, Gene. Gene, listen, you have to listen to me. I realize that there's something inside of you that's telling you that this is a good idea.
I know it's not exactly that it's a good idea. I do realize that, but, you know, I'm out of options, and I really think if we can just talk, this'll be okay. Okay-ish.
I have to help you see that this is wrong.
Well, kidnapping your therapist doesn't sound like an ideal treatment, but that's exactly what you'd expect from The Americans creator Joel Fields and Joe Weisberg. I mean, if your therapist can't cure you after he's been chained to you literally for days, then who can?
I cannot help you like this. This is just going to make it worse. Let me go.
I know you'd have to turn me in.
No. I would not have to turn you in. Legally, ethically, unless you told me you were going to commit another crime, I can work with you. Everything you've told me so far is confidential.
I am going to commit another crime. I know I'm not normal.
Well, in order to survive, Alan must unwind Sam's mind to stop him from killing again. But will he make it? Doesn't look good for Strauss. The Patient debuts today on Hulu with two episodes, followed by two more new episodes every Tuesday through October 25th. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. In which film did father and son Brendan and Donald Gleason star together? Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, About Time, or Star Wars The Force Awakens? Well, hopefully you didn't need a magic spell to get this one right. It's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Donald played Bill Weasley, brother to Ron, also in Deathly Hallows Part 2. And Brendan played Mad-Eye Moody, making his memorable debut in The Goblet of Fire and returning in Order of the Phoenix. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Yolanda Machado, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.